The Democrats' worries about Massachusetts are in stark contrast to their mood this time last year. It was the eve of President Obama's inauguration, festival time for Democrats. For Republicans, it was something else, a reminder of the drubbing they had taken at the polls. Well, these days, Republicans are energized, and as we just heard, not only in their traditional strongholds. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The state of the Republican Party 12 months ago was beyond spin. Jack Pitney, once a GOP policy analyst, is a professor at Claremont McKenna College in California.
Republicans a year ago were on their backs. The president had steamrolled them in the election, and there were serious people talking about the possibility of a long-term Republican decline. Now, a year later, the Republicans seem to be resurgent.
And today, the sound of that resurgence comes in the form of a little-known Massachusetts state senator named Scott Brown.
Massachusetts wants real reform and not this trillion-dollar Obama health care that is being forced on the American people.
Polls show Brown erased a 30-point deficit in his bid for the late Ted Kennedy's Senate seat. Toss in GOP wins in governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia this past November, both offices that were previously held by Democrats, and Republicans are feeling much better. But Jack Pitney does offer some caution.
Republicans are the beneficiaries of the dissatisfaction, even though you can't really point to a whole lot that the Republican Party as a whole has done to draw the electorate to their side. The Republicans are gaining because the Democrats are losing.
And Republicans are getting back to basics, says Governor Mitch Daniels of Indiana.
We gave up our birthrate on spending and fiscal matters, and I think we're properly disciplined for it by the voters nationally.
Stuart Rothenberg publishes the Rothenberg Political Report. He says that internally, the party seems to be moving beyond the drama of the George W. Bush era, with its wars and ballooning deficit, and finally, financial crisis.
There's a sense that they've turned the page on the Bush years, that the future is going to be better than it is now and then the past. And really, the most important thing is that all Republicans seem to agree that they don't like the Obama agenda, and particularly that they don't like the Democratic congressional agenda.
Still, the public's opinion of Republicans remains very low. An NBC Wall Street Journal poll last month shows that 25% have a positive view of the party, while 35% have a positive view of Democrats. And the GOP continues to lose ground among minorities and the young. But what is indisputable is that conservatives have their energy back. The first signs came in the form of anger over the White House push on health care. This is from a late summer Washington rally by the so-called Tea Party movement. Tea Partiers warn of tax hikes and a government takeover of health care, of death panels and onerous costs to small business. Their activism has been widely welcomed on the right, but the movement has also threatened some Republicans, mounting challenges in upcoming primary elections. In Congress, Republicans have hung together, opposing the stimulus package and health care bill, almost without exception. That pushback is important, says Eric Cantor of Virginia, the number two Republican in the House.
There is a fear of unfettered power. There's a fear that there's no check and balance on one-party rule in Washington.
But Indiana Governor Daniels says the party has to be careful that just saying no to what the president proposes isn't sufficient. He says the party needs to continue to put forth its own policy solutions.
Even if no one pays them much heed for now, it's very important to get in the habit of doing that, because our opportunity to really have a chance to do those things may come again.
Republican leadership remains a problem on the road back. There's no one face nor even a core group. Some look to Sarah Palin, to National Chairman Michael Steele, Dick Cheney, or to media figures such as Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. And it's possible none of these names will ever be on a ballot in the future. But for now, the Republican faithful feel good to be back in the game, getting a chance to celebrate again, and looking forward to the midterm elections in November. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.